introducing the new Wisconsin Crop Innovation Center. We're visiting today with Sean Kepler, Department of Agronomy, University of Wisconsin-Madison, in the College of Agricultural and Life Sciences, and I'm C.V. Kenyon. Sean, I got to ask you to introduce us to this new Wisconsin Crop Innovation Center.
The Crop Innovation Center was a new administrative unit that's being established at Wisconsin. A big reason that we established this innovation center is due to a gift from Monsanto Company of a very substantial building and facility to conduct plant biotechnology and plant genetic research.
And Sean, maybe I can get you to tell us, what is going to go on in this facility?
So the facility will enable plant genetic research using technologies such as plant transformation and gene editing, and also some types of phenotyping where we measure plants in certain more specific ways than they've been measured before to look at their growth rate and other characteristics. The goal of those types of activities is to take a wealth of information that we've gained from genome science research, sequencing and so on, and translate that into discoveries that are both of basic science interest and also help to move discoveries from the University of Wisconsin into products that are useful for farmers and consumers and the general public. And we hope that this has an impact both in the U.S. as well as across the world.
Sean, can you describe this building for a radio audience?
So the building is about 100,000 square feet in capacity, has office and laboratory space, conference rooms, and a big part of the building is a 30,000 square feet of greenhouse space. And so that is something that's really limiting on campus and in the area in general, and really important for plant biotechnology research. We estimate the capacity each year is more than a million plants, young plants that can be grown in the facility, and 10 to 20,000 plants that can be grown to seed for plants in size of corn or soybeans or sorghum.
Sean, look into the future a little bit. What kinds of things might come out of this lab?
Well, we're facing a world where we have a growing population. We have climate instability and climate challenges, reduction in resources such as fertilizer inputs and so on, as well as concerns overall about the environment. So there's just a need more broadly to address those challenges using all the types of tools available. And this facility will be one of the tools that we can use to test new discoveries, new gene-based hypotheses that we have that might help to provide more food with less resources, less inputs, develop varieties that are going to be more resilient to the climate challenges that we have, and develop products that are going to be of interest to consumers.
Sean, when will the Innovation Center be up and running?
Yeah, January 3rd, the doors open, and through the gracious gift from Monsanto, they also left a fair amount of equipment, so it was almost a turnkey laboratory. We were able to begin conducting research experiments from day one.
We've been visiting with Sean Kepler, Department of Agronomy, University of Wisconsin-Madison, in the College of Agricultural and Life Sciences, and I'm C.V. Kenyon.